No, really.
Welcome to the show.
It is Friday.
Again, we keep doing these shows on Friday and we're supposed to do it on Saturday.
You're getting some stale shit right here. This is a day old podcast.
Well, wait, no. I'll probably post it up today. Did I post the last one up?
I don't know. You probably rubbed your ass with it.
We're doing it on Friday because I got shit to do on Saturday.
Where are you going?
Philly.
Like Philadelphia?
Like cheesesteaks.
What are you going to do there?
Cheese.
You're going to do cheese?
I'm going to do a lot of cheese.
You're going to go in the...
Dope cheese!
Dope cheese. Speaking of dope cheese and doing dope cheese.
Doing it.
Sick bastard. Got some business to take care of here.
We got a Gmail.
You can Gmail us at...
iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Right. And if you write to us, we'll read your,
Yeah.
Read your little letter. Your electronic mail your that you sent...
Email.
Through the internet.
Yes.
It's internet electronic mail.
Yes.
It's new.
New and improved.
New system we're trying out. It's called the internet. We're going to do all our podcasts on there now.
We're going to try to.
Yeah.
It might be a little hard to... Because everyone's like, oh, what's this new internet thing? Let me try it out. Let me do some podcasts. And we're like... We want to do podcast. We've been doing podcasts for a long time, and it hasn't been on the internet.
Right.
We want to get on the internet. It's a long line.
The internet's online now, too.
You just blew my mind.
It's hard, you know, to really grasp, but you know everything's going online now. You know, you can do
pretty much.
You could do your mail online.
Yeah.
You could type
a podcast.
You could do podcasts.
They're online now.
To like, I think because the demand was so high, the internet company, you know, the internet company,
right.
They said, we're going to go online.
You can even buy pets online. What? Did I just blow your mind?
You did.
Pets.
It's blown out. All right, well, anyway.
Cat, go online.
And you can get Ben's cat online.
Mm-mm.
It's biting the crap out of him. Anyway, Brian, our friend, he and fan of the show, he emailed us. Mm-hmm. Said, hey, guys.
Gmailed us.
Oh, sorry. Just technical stuff. I just wanted to touch base because I haven't called in a while. He hasn't called, but that's all right.
Okay.
He Gmailed us. He could call. How could he call if he wanted to?
He could call our telephone number, 718-304-7856.
I love how I still give you looks, and we're doing a audio type show. I give you the what? The telephone look? Like, that's supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
But guess what? Next week.
What?
Next week, that will be funny.
It will be.
We'll explain after this Gmail here.
Right.
I haven't got a chance to listen to last week's show. But in the one before that, you were talking about doing a live show. That's a pretty sweet idea. I will bring cake and punch. No pie.
Because pie sucks.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you eat too much cake. You sound like Ben. Yeah, there's probably going to be a live show after July 1st.
What's happening on July 1st?
I can't give you all the details because of legal issues, but going to be in a different location. FBI has put me in a new location.
Oh, you're the witness protection program.
They didn't keep it on the down low.
The DL.
Oh, look at you.
Hughley.
What happened to that guy? He's so cool.
Hughley.
All right, you take over for the rest of this
email. Where are we up to?
On a sad note.
Oh, on a sad note, did you guys hear about Quiz? Chris?
Quiz? Did you hear about Quiz? Hi, guys, I'm Quiz.
Chris Benoit. The Canadian crippler died. I guess it's not as sad as a normal but call me savvy, but I get upset even if a Canadian dies. Do you get upset when Canadians die?
Yeah, I do.
It's not a normal death.
No, it's they die Canadian style.
Right. Mounties and stuff.
Right.
Okay. That was just a little news for you. Dope queso. Parentheses. Where has Juan Candy been?
Hey, where's Juan Candy been?
I don't know.
Really?
I want candy.
What? Guess what?
What?
What? Believe it or not, Juan Candy, he also was affected by this Canadian crippler.
Yeah.
Chris Benoit.
I hope he didn't kill him.
Well, we're going to find out.
Hola, Ben. Hola, Joe. This is Juan Candy, John Candy's Spanish equivalent. Hey, listen, I was working on Uncle Buck 2. And I heard the sad news, this tragedy about the Canadian crippler, Quiz Benoit. Quiz Benoit and I went back a long way. We used to have dope queso together. And then all of a sudden he got really, really angry because he wanted candy. I think that's why he killed his wife and kid. All right, I just wanted to give you the update about Chris Benoit. Don't guess her.
Wow, he's got a speech impediment.
He does.
That Chris Benoit thing is scary.
Yeah.
That story gets worse every day.
Yeah, it is kind of scary. It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, the kid?
Yeah.
Mentally retarded.
What?
And his kid, yeah, he smothered his mentally retarded...
I thought he was just a dwarf.
He looked very dwarf-like.
Yeah.
He had a big head.
Yeah.
Chris Benoit did.
Oh. I don't even remember what Chris Benoit looks like. I forget.
Like an ogre.
Yeah?
Yeah, he looks dead.
Yeah.
That's how he looks.
And there was no gunplay involved.
No, there was not.
Hmm.
Speaking of gunplay, are you going to see this new Die Hard...
No.
...movie? No, you're not going to do it? You refuse. What if it was for $5?
Wait, so you get in or someone would pay me $5 to see it?
Get in.
Maybe.
Yeah, you're going to see it. We have to do a review for the show, so who else is going to see it?
I don't know.
I'll tell you who. It's next voicemailer.
What?
Hey Ben, hey Joe. This is Andre the Giant here at the Big People's Convention, week 2. I'm here with my buddy Worf. Hey, what's up guys? How's it going? I'm loving this Big People Convention. We are super excited about Die Hard 4. Die Hard Maximum, I think it's called. Is that? I think it's called Die Hard Maximum. Yeah, I really can't wait to see this movie. The big news leaked on over the internet, the tubes, that Biggie Smalls makes an appearance in it. Whoa, we're big fans of big people, right? Like Biggie Smalls.
Yeah,
even though his name's sort of like an oxymoron.
Right.
Like your name.
What?
You're a moron.
What?
I love you.
Okay. Alright, we gotta go now. Check out my new blog spot. I got a new one. Besides, I have one. It's Worf.
Yeah.
Well, what's yours called?
It's Andre.
It's Andre.
Blogspot.com.
Alright, check it out. We're online now, just like this show you listen to. Nope, cheese.
Nope, cheese.
Wow, you know, those guys are quite the duo.
Yeah, I don't think it's called Die Hard Maximum.
I think it's Live Free or Die Hard.
Die Hard. Die Hard or Die Harder.
You know, these big people, they're like so big they can't really see the marquee.
I think they have eyesight trouble.
Mm.
Their eyes are really big.
I have eyesight trouble.
Yeah, their eyes are so big, but their pupils are so small.
Yeah, I hate small pupils.
You hate small people?
Well, no, I wouldn't exactly be invited to the Big People Convention.
No, me either.
But you know who would? Eric Turner from Colorado Springs.
Really?
Yeah. He wrote on our Facebook.
He's a big person?
Well, I'm guessing he's probably like 7'12".
Oh, okay.
Hey, why isn't Brooke Hogan at that Big People's Convention?
Maybe she is.
Maybe we'll she's headlining week 3?
I don't know.
I think she is.
I only thought it was 2 weeks.
Yeah?
They might throw in an extra week, though.
We might get an update soon about this. Eric Turner, he's a fan, and he found us on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can find this show on the Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, there's a book out there. You can go to your library.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of faces on it.
It's called The Facebook.
Right. Right?
Get the newest version.
Okay.
Okay?
2.0.
Or, just like everything else,
mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
Went online.
Oh, no way.
It did.
Wow, I've been waiting for that.
I know. It's about time, I think.
Yeah, it is.
It's online, so check us out there.
Uh-huh.
Eric Turner wrote, "Hey, I was checking out Inside Ben's Head."
That's my new show.
It's a new show from Ben.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've seen it's so far, it's freaking sweet. Great stuff, guys.
Yeah.
The best podcast ever.
Well, no. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Keep up the great shows. He likes to put Z's where S's should be. That's badass.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
By the way, who did the Italian techno song? In the Inside Ben's Head vidcast thing, I love that song now.
Keeley. You can find Keeley at myspace.com/KeeleyDogs. It's awesome.
It is awesome. Sorry, I had an urge to do something, but I stopped myself.
What did you
do? You'll see later. I'll just do it randomly.
Really?
Show. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we broke the sad news last week that Mr. Wizard passed away.
Oh, right.
But we
got the
backlogs of calls.
Yeah, I went through all our voicemails searching for just the Mr. Wizard ones. I don't know why we didn't play it in the beginning when we got them, but, you know, whatever.
All right, so let's get right to that.
Okay. What'd you do?
I pressed the wrong button. Let's get right to that.
Hey, Ben, Joe. this is Mr. Wizard. That's right, that cool guy from television on the Nickelodeon. You checking out the Nickelodeon lately? Alright, I was just listening to your first show. Your mom's a horse with powers. Mad powers. Let me tell you, you guys do some great work. I just wanted to add a little to your show, because I know you guys are big fans of Fred Savage, and Randy Savage, and Wayne Savage. Well, get this. That Fred Savage movie, The Wizard, originally they asked me to be the wizard, because I'm Mr. Wizard. But I was like, no, sorry, I'm doing my new rap album. I'm trying to make that drop as soon as possible, so I can't do The Wizard. I'm a big Super Mario Bros. 3 fan, though, and I think I would have kicked that little retarded kid's ass. All right, I can't wait to hear show two. Wizard out.
Eerie. It's like a voice from beyond the grave.
Yes, like we don't get those every day with Andre the Giant.
No, it's true. You know who else called?
Who?
I hate to bring this up. It's kind of a touchy situation.
What?
Canadian crippler Chris Benoit.
No way!
I'll slap you, bitch!
So, Messed Up TV, the movie!
Yeah, that was our movie we did in junior high school.
So. Yeah, it was very bad. Yesterday, I had a whole bunch of friends over. You know, four. And we decided, hey, let's embarrass ourselves. Let's watch this old movie.
Yeah.
I didn't realize most of it is just you and Brian putting balls in your shirt to pretend they're breasts.
Yeah.
It was bad. But what was good was we watched our other movie.
Which one?
The second tape we did. Oh, the second movie. Right. They're really not movies. I hate calling them movies. They're not movies. They're just a bunch of jerks.
Bunch of jerks.
And our friend Ryan. Not Brian.
No, Ryan.
Ryan. R. Pretending to be Duke Nukem on Dookie Day.
Yeah, Dookie Day is March 20th.
March 20th, Dookie Day.
Duke Nukem is a video game franchise about cool guy with sunglasses, leather jacket. No, he doesn't wear a leather jacket.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
Ben was also Duke Nukem. There was a bunch of Dukes.
Yeah.
And then Mike.
Right. We were celebrating Dookie Day.
Yeah. And,
Hey, let's dress Ryan up as Duke Nukem.
And he'll have a death match against Mike.
Right. First one to die loses.
Right. Good description of a death match for you.
Yes.
Mike didn't quite get the idea that we were just filming a movie.
Right. You know, pretend.
He was just wailing on Ryan.
Yeah, big time. Took a empty bottle of the Clorox, like the bleach, like the plastic container, and just whacked Ryan in the face.
In the face.
Really hard.
Now, that doesn't sound like it would hurt that much, like, you know, if it was a brick or a bat or something.
Right.
It hurt more, but no, trust me, it was, if you watch it, you know the pain
that
Ryan felt. It was just
the best. I think the best part of it is not the actual hit, but right before Mike goes in for it, he shakes a little. You see him shaking, right? And then he goes, whoopa!
Yeah, he makes his own sound effect, and then he hits him.
And then he hits him. It was awesome.
And Ryan wasn't smart enough to fight back.
No, he Ryan, just took a beating. Of course, like a normal human being, thought we were still pretending.
Right.
Even though Mike was kicking the shit out of him.
But it ended great.
It did.
Ryan was just getting the crap kicked out of him for no reason. And then Mike ran at him and Ryan ducked him. And Mike tried to hit him. Hit, I think, the clothesline.
Yeah.
And then the
Not
ground,
the wrestling move. Not the actual clothesline.
He hit an actual clothesline because we were in my backyard. Then he fell to the ground and Ryan landed on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
And we made sure it was over. Right. Because somehow it was also a wrestling match with counting 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I got in there and counted one.
So we're going to try to get that on YouTube. Just the good parts, not the whole thing. Yeah. It's too boring to watch. But when Ryan gets smacked in the face.
Yeah, we're going
to
do it, you know, the cliche YouTube of the multiple takes and the slow motion at the end.
Oh, God, I hate those.
It's awesome.
I hate those.
I wish I had Movie Maker so I could do that shitty blue opening.
Oh, the shitty blue. We should do that. That'd be awesome.
I could probably do that on iMovie.
Where it gets dead silent, too.
Right.
Like, you'll be watching something while it's like background noise. Goes,
yeah.
Dead silent.
Yeah. So
you're a bitch, huh?
No.
Let's hear this voicemail explain why you are.
Hey!
Hey, Ben. It's, Future Ben. Yeah, I think it's, in the year 2017. Scientist makes a time machine, and, well, I got to use it. Actually calling you from the future, and, I just want to let you know you're a bitch. Dope cheese. Hey, Ben. It's, Ben again, you know what? I got some news for you since, you know, Future Ben. Do not put out that country album. Big mistake. No one buys it.
All right, just let you know. Nope, cheese. Hey, Ben, future Ben again. Yeah, don't do the country album. Redo the rap album that you put out in 2010. That doesn't go over well at first. Give it a couple years. People get into it. You're groundbreaking with your music. Dope G's.
Why are you making albums?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What is gonna happen? I wonder if we're gonna. If he's really from the future, you know, you.
Right.
I wonder if he's gonna send us some pictures of your album.
Probably. A little album art.
Some pictures of your album.
Yeah.
Wonder if he's gonna do that from the future because of the time machine.
Yeah, Donnelly. Yeah.
Yeah, really, if you had a time machine, how come you just didn't come back here and slap you in the head?
I have no idea. Hmm? Maybe it doesn't... I don't know.
Does the time machine allow you to call from the future? Is that what it is?
I think it's what he meant to say. It's probably just a futuristic telephone.
Oh, you can dial the past.
Right.
That is so weird. So I guess the number 718-304-7856 is still the same in
still
the future?
Still the same, probably.
Or do you think by then we'll have new numbers?
I don't think we'll have new numbers.
Let me tell you, we might have them now. I went to the Chinese restaurant the other day.
Yeah?
I got the bill. I think it was like... $18 and then new numbers.
What?
It's like 1-8.
That's 18, Joe.
There's more. There's more. There was like a P.
That's a P. That's
there's
not a
some
number.
Sort of guy who like had a sword. It was awesome. That Chinese numbers, cool. I think there.
Hmm.
I was ready to pay. I was ready.
I got my quarter that looks like there's a guy with a sword on it.
Yeah, you got one of those?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get a couple more.
Actually, I got a Canadian quarter. Or Canadian coin.
I don't want to talk about Chris Benoit anymore.
Sorry. Crippler.
Yeah, he was a crippler. People can't move anymore. He crippled them. He crippled their life away.
Oh. Crippled his own life away.
Let me kill this joke more. He killed them, so now they can't walk, just like if you were crippled. He's a murderer. From Canada. That's why he's a Canadian crippler.
Canadian killer.
I know, rename him. He should have, like, not committed suicide and been a wrestler still.
Right.
Think of the storyline.
Hell yeah.
I mean...
He'd come out to the ring and goes, "The wrestler that killed his own wife and his retarded 7-year-old son."
Chris Benoit. And then he'll get on the microphone and be like, "If you don't wrestle me tonight..."
I'm fucking killing you.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
You are dead to me. And, literally.
And I'm gonna cripple you. First.
I'm Quiz
Benoit.
Don't fuck with Quiz.
Who do you think will win in a death match?
Me.
Death match.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
Chris Benoit.
Or Quiz
Benoit.
I'm going Quiz.
So Chris Benoit, he's innocent. It was Quiz Benoit that did all this.
Probably.
Gotta get that
doppelganger.
Guy. Doppelganger. I hate doppelgangers. You know what Al Roker used to tell the weather?
What?
Doppelganger.
That's a Doppler. Mm. Okay. Have you seen this?
No.
You remember the the Doppler, what was it?
4,000 or something?
Yeah, now it's like a million.
Doppler million.
Yeah, what's going on?
What the fuck is a Doppler anyway?
It's like...
You know who would know, but we missed out on that boat.
Who?
Our celebrity dead friend, Mr. Wizard.
Yeah, probably. He'd know. Yeah. He'd know. Yep. So what else have we got to talk about?
I think we covered all the topics we were supposed to talk about this week on another exciting episode of the iHeart Snacks radio program. That's the name of our show, right?
Yeah.
iHeart Snacks?
Yeah.
Remember, we're on the internet now.
We're even on MySpace.
What is a MySpace?
It's this internet application.
Mm.
Social networking.
All right.
Web 2.0.
You got some sweet apps.
Yeah. MySpace.com/iHeartSnacksRadio.
Alright.
Yeah, we couldn't get iHeart Snacks because some douche took that. It's probably a chick. I think it's a chick.
She better be hot. Let me tell you
I
something.
Think so. I think
she
she's
better
12.
Be hot. Oh, I didn't know we had to talk about real fast before we go off the air here.
Yeah.
Today is the 29th.
Mm.
Right? Let me check my old my wristwatch tells me that Chris Benoit is still dead and that it's June 29th. Today the Apple iPhone dropped.
On the floor.
Yeah.
Are you getting that?
$600.
Are you getting it?
No.
If you had $600, would you buy it?
Now that I read some reviews, no.
What?
I'm a little nervous because it's not everything it could be.
Yeah, you probably just gotta wait.
Yeah, wait.
They'll do it just like the iPhone, where like a new one comes out every week.
You mean the iPod?
What did I say?
The iPhone.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, next week there's a new iPhone out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant.
Version 2.
Yeah, so... Yeah, wait for it.
I'm gonna wait, but let me tell you something. Those commercials are amazing.
They are. Really cool.
I love those commercials.
Yeah, very cool.
Alright, I think that just about does it.
We also have some important news.
We do.
Yeah, next week, Saturday.
Oh, that's right, we're supposed to talk about this in the show.
Yeah, we will be doing a live video feed and audio feed of our show.
You're getting...
You get to see it unedited.
You're getting a 2-for-1 here.
Right, when do you think we should do this show on Saturday so we can get people ready for it? We'll also send out newsletters... And MySpace messages.
Invitations.
Right, exactly.
We're going to use this internet thing to our advantage.
Right. When you can join in on the thing, we'll give you the site name, and then you just plug it in, and you watch us do the show.
How does 10 o'clock in the morning sound? Too early for people? They
probably
go off Friday night, they get a little tipsy.
Right. How about noon?
High noon?
Yeah.
All right. High noon.
If it changes, we'll let you know.
Might be eating a sandwich, but you're going to see me eat a sandwich.
You're going to put it up, and you'll be able to see us do the show live.
Right. Now, we may have some trouble when we get voicemails.
Right.
So, you're going to have to see some images for voicemails.
Yeah.
But you're gonna see us before the show.
Right. You'll see us prepping. Ready.
You'll probably see us mess up.
Oh, bunch of times.
We're not perfect. We mess up sometimes.
So, if you are not a MySpace friend of ours, please MySpace us so we can get your info, and we'll send out a bulletin. We'll send out messages. Even Facebook will do a little post letting people know when we're going
to
be on.
Right. Maybe we have to see if we can do this as far as...
we didn't even test it out yet.
Computer running properly.
Right.
Maybe we'll keep on the old IM.
Right.
Maybe we'll make an iHeartSnacks IM guy.
Good idea.
And then if people want to, you know, instantly speak to us.
All right, a little instant feedback.
We can keep the gizmo on, too.
Whoa. That's a lot of things on.
That's a lot of things. We're not going to keep the gizmo on.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So, new stuff.
Yeah, because we're on the internet now.
I can't believe it. Hey, congratulations on being on the internet.
I
we're shaking
internet.
Hands. Next week, this will be funnier.
Look
at this in the microphone.
So, yeah.
All right, is there anything else you want to say to the good people of...
the internet?
Yeah.
No. That's it.
All right, so...
enjoy your day.
Right.
Enjoy your weekend.
If you're a quiz, Benoit.
Quiz.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.